control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. Dennis in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Dennis.
Good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind?
Hey, you guys were talking about the disadvantaged and civic responsibility for the disabled and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And one of the hard things for libertarians is the perception that you people don't care about the disadvantaged. One thing I'd just point out is the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, one of the things that we do is what we call civic action, where we do basically find cases where someone's hit on hard times and basically set up matching funds so that if people want to donate money, then this Liberty Alliance will kick in a matching fund to help whoever it is, whatever they have. Usually it's, we had a case last year where a wacky explosion of a liquid gas tank killed a father who had a not working wife and something like 7 or 8 kids. And
gosh.
So, you know, situations like that where normally government might step in to help or might not, but we want to do it with, individual personal charity.
Mm-hmm. Good for you guys.
Very cool. Real life example of people helping people without the government.
Yeah, you got it. So, speaking of government, there's a real ID situation that has happened recently in the state of New Hampshire, and it's kind of funny. I know you guys will know about this, but I have a little personal story. The last week and a half, I had been trying to get a hold of some of the senators in the New Hampshire State Senate, some of the Democrats. I wanted them to come and talk on a little cable access TV show I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to talk to them at least once about something that they would be on the same page with me about. So I thought, real ID. These people are all against real ID. I'm against real ID. Let's talk about that, and then I can tell them all the awful things I think about them at a later date, right?
Mm-hmm.
And none of them are returning my calls. I can't get through to them. They're, you know, I'm
they're
getting
too messages. Important. They're too important, Dennis.
Well,
you're just a peon.
That's not normally what I expect, especially if it's, you know, local television, talk to your constituents.
Yeah.
Normally they're pretty happy to talk.
Hmm.
And I just thought that was weird.
Yeah,
and
Dennis, are these people who had formerly been involved in helping stop Real ID last year?
Yeah.
Okay, and this year it's getting difficult to get in touch with them?
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course most of them are Democrats and supporters of our Governor John Lynch.
Yeah.
Yeah, right
okay,
on.
What's going on here?
Smiley John Lynch.
Yep. Yep, they're
I'm
closing
not making
ranks.
A connection. What is going on?
Well, about a week ago, Dennis, John Lynch, or maybe 10 days ago, John Lynch sent a letter to Michael Chertoff. Now, to give the setup,
the Homeland Security guy.
Right, Homeland Security guy. A year ago, Dennis and a lot of other folks in New Hampshire worked very hard to get Real ID pushed out of New Hampshire. A law was passed that said the state shall not conform to Real ID. John Lynch sent a letter to Michael Chertoff asking him, please offer an extension on Real ID.
Oh, I got to correct you there, Guard. He did not ask for an extension.
Oh, that's right. He didn't ask for an extension. He asked him not to enforce it?
Correct.
Okay, he asked him not to enforce it, particularly for New Hampshire people. And he said, this does not indicate that we intend to conform with Real ID. Rather than explicitly stating, and I know it sounds like a semantic debate here, but Dennis, you'll probably agree with me. Rather than explicitly stating New Hampshire shall not comply with Real ID, in the letter he took a step back and said New Hampshire does not intend to comply, which are two totally different things. And tomorrow in the state Senate, there are all these senators who are going to be hearing an amendment to a bill that will basically say the same thing and ask the governor to ask for an extension. Am I right on that, Dennis?
Close.
Okay.
The senators, what they did, and the Senate, as I like to say, the Senate is a terrorist organization. They took a bill that had nothing to do with Real ID, nothing to do with nothing. It was something about regulating communications of something or other, telephone lines, Lord knows what. And they stuck an amendment on that that had nothing to do with that bill, that just a request requests the governor to seek an extension.
Now, babe, before you go on, Dennis, I thought you had said the other day on this show that here in New Hampshire it's only one subject at a time per bill.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. But not so much.
Typically, if this kind of nonsense starts, it starts in the terrorist organization known as the New Hampshire Senate.
Mm.
And And they'll do this maybe with one or two issues in a year. And they do wacky stuff. Like, for example, last year they lost the seatbelt thing, the authoritarians in the Senate. We did not want a seatbelt bill. It got killed. And then they were upset about that, so they just created a commission to study seatbelts, and they stuck it on a bunch of other bills. They're horrible, slimy people.
Okay, so then there is no prohibition against more than one subject per legislation. It's just the way things usually are?
It's highly frowned upon.
Hmm.
It doesn't make you any friends.
So they're going to try to sneak this little amendment through and have the governor ask for an extension on Real ID.
They did try to sneak it through. They did pass it themselves. They passed it, by the way, unanimously. All 24 senators, including all the ones that are all about We Hate Real ID, voted for this bill, which means you know there was back scratching.
Mm.
Yeah, which is why they weren't answering my calls while I come on the show and talk about Real ID. They don't, not right now.
Mm.
So tomorrow is when that bill, so it passed the Senate, but of course now it has to pass the House of Representatives, the chamber that is closer to the people. And from what I can tell, quite a number of people are going to show up and demand that this particular noxious piece of amendment get removed from the otherwise unrelated bill. And the nice thing is, because it's weird to stick something odd, an ungermane amendment onto a bill.
Right.
The members of the committee are going to be like, geez, you know, all these people are showing up. They're pissed off about this thing that we're pissed off about, too. How come we have to sit and listen to hour after hour of all these citizens who are pissed off about this thing? Why did the Senate do that to us?
So it's that much more likely that it'll get pulled off.
It certainly is. It'll surprise me greatly if this passes the committee and then the House.
Do you think that they're worried, Dennis? And I know that I was speaking about it on my show today. I brought it up tangentially. But do you think they're worried that, and particularly the governor is worried, that the federal government will threaten withholding federal highway funds in a form of extortion?
It's possible. I think it's also a concern, I suspect, that when New Hampshire people start getting hassled at the airport, they're going to get pissed off and they're going to call their government people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to say, we're pissed off at you government people, and that's not going to be good for those that are seeking re-election in just a couple of months.
No,
so that's one way to think about it. But, hey, the money, too. I'm sure they want the money.
So, Dennis, so this is particularly relevant because New Hampshire is one of three states,
right,
I believe, including Montana and, South Carolina, I think might the other one be, that has up until this point continued to refuse participation with the federal Real ID.
Right. Montana sounds like it's going to hold a firm.
Pretty
firm. The governor said, go to hell or
no, something. It's very important. Michael Chertoff, the Homeland Security Director, granted Montana the extension, saying, oh, they asked for an extension and we gave it to them, even though the governor of Montana said, in fact, his exact quote was, we sent them a horse. If they wanted to call it a zebra, then that's their problem.
Oh, man. And this is one of the most important things, Dennis. This is a moment when federalism is really at stake. And if we only had one or two governors who would actually stand up and question a guy like Chertoff and say, tell me where in the federal government. Don't give me any Supreme Court rulings, because I could cite you Dred Scott, for goodness sake, to show you stupid Supreme Court rulings. Show me the text of the U.S. Constitution that gives you the power to be able to come up with regulations that force us to produce a certain kind of ID.
Well, that's not likely to happen right now, but I do believe it is just a matter of time. I honestly believe it is just a matter of time before the people's choice for governor in the state of New Hampshire is between a Republican free stater and a Democrat free stater. And at that point, I think we're going to be much better off.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Hey, Dennis, keep up the good work there. New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Thanks for that.
Great organization, nhliberty.org. Is that the website?
That is correct.
All right, very good, sir. And thanks for the update tonight. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Dennis also is involved with a free state project. And from what I understand, they've reworked their website, freestateproject.org, where they are now featuring blogs on the front page of the site, which I think is a welcome addition. I don't know if they've quite finished the tweaking. It may not be as pretty as it's going to look right now, but it's kind of cool because they'll actually have some fresh content on a daily basis now at freestateproject.org. Neat stuff. 800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and the Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live show. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free 800-259-9231. The Sickles CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features free, so enjoy those on us. And by the way, those features include the bulletin board system. We've got over 340,000 posts. It's a lot of posts. And you can surf around through them and enjoy the different topics, everything from serious to fun. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world's becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone.
Statism hurts. IHS summer seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. That's libertarianseminars.com. As we go to your phone calls, Ziggy across the pond in the UK on the amp line. Hello, Ziggy.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Ziggy.
I didn't catch the first hour, but I heard mentioned you were talking about disability and libertarianism.
Mm. Yes, in the marketplace and how disabled people would be able to get along without government assistance.
The government here has created the problem with disabled people on welfare. Because after, basically, when I was growing up, we were all dumped in institutions. I am physically disabled, and I got sent to a specialist school for special people.
Mm.
In other words, a school special for disabled people. These places were very institutionalized, and it was seen that no disabled person was ever going to live independently, so they just mollycoddled people.
That's what they told you when you were being brought up there, is that you'll always need us, you need, you know, kind of teaching you this dependent mentality?
Yeah, basically.
Wow.
Then, you know, the fact is that the government had to reverse their policies because it was costing too much.
Mm.
And a lot of disabled people wound up, you know, not knowing what to do with their lives. Lucky for me, I was born with some intelligence, and so I could use that to get ahead. But unfortunately, a lot of people were conditioned, and they can't look after themselves. And I would never advocate pulling the rug from under their feet.
But that's what the government did, right?
Well, in some respects, it is. And basically, now the government's talking about, you know, getting disabled people back into work. There's a lot of disabled people I know who have never had a job. They wouldn't know how to tie up the shoelaces, let alone fill in an employment.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that join the workforce every year that don't know how to have jobs. We call them teenagers, and
we're talking about people in their 30s and 40s here.
Well, I understand, but people learn to do new things all the time in their 30s and 40s too.
Depends on the incentive.
I'm 37. I'm going to learn how to be a father here shortly.
This is true. However, unfortunately, I have met people who, you know, don't know what day of the week it is.
Yeah, well, I understand. There's people out there with disabilities that are probably never going to be able to work. But the evidence is that maybe up to 75% of people on disability roles here in the United States, maybe 75% of them are actually not disabled and don't need a check.
Well, this is true. I mean, the fact is there are people claiming disability benefits here who have, say, a bad back.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they aren't genuinely disabled. They're on the fiddle.
Right. Mm.
And that is disgusting because there are some genuine disabled people
sure.
who possibly do need assistance. However, the one thing I have noticed is that the difference of attitude between conservative and leftists here, usually people on the left seem to think, you know, you ask any disabled person, ask them for help, they'll go, well, why isn't the government doing something for you? Whereas a person on the right will say, yeah, I'll help you,
right.
because they don't believe the government should be helping you. And I think that's an important point to make.
I think someone did a study on that.
Yeah,
that's not just your experience, but
there's a study here in the United States that says conservatives, now they only gave the two choices. They probably don't even know what the hell a libertarian is, but often libertarians get lumped in with conservatives.
Unfairly,
right,
yes, I would
right.
say.
But that conservatives are more generous than liberals, more generous.
Yeah.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah.
Basically, the liberals seem to think that, you know, the government should be doing it
mm-hmm.
and basically leave people to social workers. Well, I have to say, social workers, okay, they do a job which no one else wants to do, but at the same time, it is not, it's not the same as somebody who genuinely cares.
No.
The fact is that they're just doing it because it's their job.
Right.
Therefore, it is very unemotional. I'm very detached.
That's true. Absolutely right.
Thank you for the call tonight, Ziggy. Yeah. Appreciate the points,
no problem.
And I think he's spot on. especially from, I don't remember where the study was from, but I know for a fact it's been cited before on this show. And, you know, I'm no fan of liberals or conservatives, whatever those terms even mean, but it's nonetheless very interesting that there's a group of people out there that figure, well, I've already paid into the system. Shouldn't the system be taking care of these folks?
And you know, to some extent, really, when it comes to the system and the tax brackets, it's the top 10% of earners are really what pay the income tax out there.
Right.
So, in fact, what liberals are saying is, not that I've already paid in, but I've already voted to force someone else to pay in, so why the hell should I help these cripple people?
That's an interesting point.
Disgusting.
And, you know, just as an aside, I was in a drugstore today picking some things up, and I donated some money, you know, on the sale at this particular drugstore for a nonprofit, and I knew this nonprofit is a good one. It's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had another thing from Muscular Dystrophy Association, and I said, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that now because they take government money. And I remember one of the first pieces that I ever got published, I think, was for Foundation for Economic Education about Jerry Lewis, because I was very close to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. I used to be so proud when Jerry Lewis would get up there and tell the folks during their telethons that not a dime of any money came from the federal government. It was all people choosing themselves to their emotions. You know, we're not getting bureaucrats behind this, nothing.
When did they change that?
Well, it was the year after that. I think it might have been 1998, maybe, 99. And I was so disappointed because all of a sudden you see him, he's in front of Congress, and Ed McMahon's in front of the Senate lobbying. And I thought, that's a shame. Yeah.
Must not have meant that much to him before, huh? Maybe he was just saying it because he knew it would get more contributions, and then all of a sudden he changes his tune.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what their calculation. I mean, as some of these people know that if they apply pressure in a certain area, sometimes they can get more money. I don't think the ethics of it really crosses their mind sometimes, which is a disappointing thing, because if they really thought about it and kept it pure real charity, not false charity through force. Boy, they'd be admired by everybody. You can't go wrong when somebody just says, well, we were offering something. Would you like to give us any money? You know?
In fact, I think it's interesting you bring up that, you know, the ethics doesn't cross their minds. And that's the case with so many people, liberals and conservatives, that they don't realize that when they want government to do something for them, whether it be to feed the hungry or to blow up people, you know, across the world, that they're threatening their neighbors in order to get them to fund those operations, those government programs, that you can't have good things come from bad ends.
Yeah.
You're doing damage to your neighbors by taking their money by force, and then you're taking that and you claim you're doing good with it. I don't care what you do with the money after you've stolen it. You've stolen people's money.
Right. You know, so, if you murdered somebody to get their wallet to pay for a poor family to eat, you still murdered somebody.
Yeah, it's reprehensible. 800-259-9231. So part of what we're doing is to try to help people understand that and to bring them around to the viewpoint of where they get it, that using government for whatever the ends might be is an inappropriate means. Forcing your neighbors is just a not nice thing to do. More on the way.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
SACL-CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, those features include archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, just download them right there from the front page of the website. And go back for an entire year, as a matter of fact, all of it free for you at freetalklive.com.
SACL-CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL-CAI.
Jump into the email box here for a moment, and we'll continue the stories. Got one about a SWAT officer who killed a young mother during a drug raid.
Oh, good.
We'll find out what happened to him. But first, to an email from Michael. He says, I listened to your show on Saturday where both of you extolled the virtues of open borders. This is one example of why we don't need a total clampdown on our border. He includes a story below about some gang member that was busted at the border. And he says, according to numbers, USA, 25 Americans are murdered a day by illegal aliens. Maybe you just don't care about that.
25 Americans a day are murdered by illegal aliens?
That's
I don't believe that for a second.
Actually, it's interesting you should bring that up because there was a study done, I'm not sure, I think it was the Reason Foundation, reported it just a couple weeks ago that the percentage of violent criminals among the immigrant population is lower than the percentage of violent criminals as a per capita among the native population.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I don't want to
introduce those people.
Yeah, we couldn't have that. That's probably some sort of evil study by, you know, bad people.
He goes on to take
these numbers and twist them any way you want to twist them.
Well, he says, maybe you don't care about those people that are murdered. I suggest you talk to, or better yet, have a guest on your show who has had a relative murdered, raped, robbed, or has lost a job due to illegal immigration.
Oh, that'll be great. Then we can talk to them about illegal immigration.
That'll be a real sensible conversation.
I'm sure that'll go well.
Lots of rationality.
Guess what happens when you no longer have borders, you no longer have a country. Maybe patriotism is a quaint, old-fashioned notion to you.
You know, I would have considered myself to be a big patriot up till relatively recently. I love America. I love what it stands for. I love our foundation of liberty.
And you gotta love the borders.
I love the red, white, and blue. I hate the government. I hate what it's done to this nation. I hate how it's taken this this beautiful land of liberty and turned it into, well, from what I can tell, a police state. We've got checkpoints. The borders are a very good example as to why we have a police state. They've got roving checkpoints inside the United States. That's something you're patriotic about? Checkpoints? Your papers, please?
I'll step into the role here.
I'm the patriot. This guy writing this?
Exactly.
He's just a nationalist.
You're not a patriot unless you like our borders. Because it's the borders that make a country, son.
How did the borders
make
the country?
I love that sort of nonsense. You're not a patriot. Look, you know, and I've said this before. I try to explain it to some pinhead who came into our radio station. I thought the guy was going to attack me or assault. Well, actually, he verbally assaulted. I thought he was going to try to batter me. And I was just explaining that I could never vote for a guy like John McCain. He's like, I'll only vote for somebody who's been in the military.
Well, he should have voted for Ron Paul then.
Yeah, because he was in the military. And so I said... he said, you're not patriotic. And I was like, do you even understand the difference between patriotism and nationalism?
Probably not.
Yeah, because I explained to him, a patriot is a person who understands the principles undergirding the governmental system in which he might be residing. So, you know, you could be a German patriot, you could be a French patriot, an American patriot, whatever. A nationalist is a person who supports the geographical nation as it stands at that time. So the laws could be completely different than the founding documents. So you could be a nationalist and not a patriot.
Well, that's right, Gardner, because things have changed since 9/11.
So all the people who are out there, a lot of the people who are out there talking about being patriotic nowadays, they're not patriotic at all. John McCain, this jerk, gets out there and he says, when I went into the military, I swore an oath to defend the nation. No, John, you swore an oath to defend
the Constitution.
Something called the Constitution. That's right, John, and he didn't mention it. George Bush gets out there last week and says, we're so proud to, work towards the defense of the democracy. Barack Obama on Monday, in his speech last Monday, gives this speech about how 200 some years ago they put together this experiment in democracy. I mean, these people, these are people who know better. They know better, and they don't mention it. And here's a guy who thinks that the federal government actually has a role in immigration. And you know, I've said it before. All he has to do is read the Constitution, Mr. Patriot.
Well, Gardner, you know that everything changed after 9/11, and it don't, you know, what it said back then, it changed now. Now we got to keep these folks out of here. We got terrorists, and we got immigrants, and they're stealing jobs. You just have to understand, we got to do what's right for the American people.
I know.
We got to do what's
that's
right.
That's the second layer of argument. I often hear this, and people were talking about this today when we were talking about Real ID, because I have a friend who's more of a nationalist.
Right.
And to me, it's like people who understand that when you're getting into the playground brawl, that there are now no rules. And so they get in there, and they're scrappy guys, and they're smart guys, and they understand that there are no rules in Washington, only the rules of the jungle,
yeah.
And they go in, and that's where
whatever
we are in the United States
up.
Now. Exactly. It's whatever rule you can
and
make
up. And that's what democracy is.
That's what you've got now. You've got a corrupt system where the smart guys who can scrap and really fight and be sharp and make deals, they're the ones who do it. And if they're working towards defending the nation, defending the fatherland, the Teutonic Uberland, fatherland, homeland, then apparently that's okay. That's all right because we're working towards the same goal. No, I'm sorry. You're not working towards the goal if you're a politician and you swear an oath to uphold a particular document, a document I think doesn't go far enough towards freedom, but you swear an oath to uphold it, and then you have the gall to just disregard it completely. That's absolutely dishonest.
How can you disregard these murderers? These murderers coming across the board.
You're doing a good job this evening.
Hold on. Yes, we can. I think that probably, you know, very, very likely the writer of this email would agree with you that many of our politicians have overstepped their bounds and that they, you know, they do things that are unconstitutional. Many of the people that are very anti-immigrant are, you know, of that opinion. And I'm sure that the writer would say, I'm not anti-immigrant. I'm anti-illegal immigrant.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But I think that the Constitution, it seems, it would seem, would give the national government the power to control immigration. Is that not so?
That is not so. And that's one of the things that's so key. You know, as you guys know, I have this new producer, Bulldog, and he gets sort of fiery sometimes on my show.
Which you can access online at libertyconspiracy.com.
Thank you mucho, my man. And you can look for my amazing book at the same time. Thank you.
Just called Live Free or Die.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And so, Bulldog, one day we weren't on last week, and I thought we were going to be, so I had gone up by mistake, and I had some stuff planned. So we actually sat down. I had an opportunity to talk to him a little bit about that very issue, about the immigration issue. Which is a lot of people think that, and people like a lot of people think this. They think that the federal government has a place to control immigration. First, they use a sort of nonsensical thing, which Mark does not, which is, well, how can we have borders if we don't protect those borders? The federal government has a role in protecting the borders. Well, not unless we're being invaded and they declare war. That is the response for some sort of protection of the various state borders. Otherwise, it's
we
up to the states.
We got murderers down there, Gardner. That's an invasion. Right. They need dogs.
If you look at Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution, it says that the Congress has the power to control naturalization, to set up a uniform standard of naturalization, and that's Article 1, Section 8. And Article 1, Section 9 says the importation of certain persons within the states currently existing shall not be Congress shall have no control over the importation of certain persons into those states currently existing until 1808. Now, so, that was... Oh, sorry. Well, I just had...
Doesn't that mean that the government didn't have any control over the borders until 1808 and now it's constitutional?
Well, this is the thing. It's those states currently existing. And this is where you get into the actual history of what happened. In order to get the Constitution passed, they had to do some compromises, the Three-Fifths Compromise. And they had the Missouri Compromise, which says that states would enter the Union free slave. If they were going to go with the Missouri Compromise, free slave, and the Congress could control immigration outside the original 13 colonies, there'd be no reason to have the Missouri Compromise, because Congress could just say, you're not going to be a slave state. I'll explain more if you want.
Yes, please. In moments here, 800-259-9231, your comments as well. It's Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The Believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Amacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Amacor and receive Boost just for trying Amacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com. Today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then AMP. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll find that AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $3 a month into the show. We take that in and reinvest it and get on more radio stations across the country. I got a couple in the hopper right now. Probably can't say too much else.
And for those that might be concerned about the AMP money, it doesn't go for paychecks. Not a penny of it.
We should be having some good news. I guess we can say we can have some good news for our listeners in Tupelo coming very soon.
Awesome.
So all of this thanks to the AMP dollars that are coming in, helping us really promote the show to more radio stations. Head over there to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the program and learn about the perks you'll get access to, like the AMP-only chat room, AMP-only forum, the call-in lines as well. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. All right, we're going to get to these calls, but I want to make sure Gardner had a chance to finish up his explanation about why it is the federal government actually constitutionally has no business whatsoever being involved in immigration.
Yeah, I looked into it because I kept hearing people say, and Mark Levin is one of them. He wrote the book Men in Black. He's called F. Lee Levin by the big guy Rush and stuff. And he kept saying that the first immigration law was the Naturalization Act of 1780 or 1785. And I was like, no, that was a naturalization law. The founders understood.
And that was the one that allowed, wasn't that the Anti-Yellow Man Act or something like that they called it?
Well,
basically wouldn't allow you any Orientals
to work
on the railroads?
That was later. That was 100 years later. Well, close to 100 years later.
I'm sorry, you said 1785.
Yeah, but you're right on the money. You're right on the money. You get right to the history of it. So what happened was the Congress was given the power to control the rules over how you became a citizen. But whether or not you could actually be on the soil of a state was left up to the states outside the original 13 colonies. Article 1, Section 9 says that Congress will have the power to control the immigration of certain persons in the original 13 colonies only after 1808. So all the rest of them were left free to have their own immigration rules. And the way that this is provable is when you look at the agreements to be able to get the Constitution passed. First, they came up with a three-fifths compromise. The three-fifths compromise would be that in the slave states, blacks would count as three-fifths of a man.
for representation and things like that in Congress. As sad as that is, that's the compromise they came up with. The other compromise that they had come up with was the Missouri Compromise, which was that any territories that were admitted into the Union would be admitted alternating slave state, free state, so that there would never be an imbalance in the Congress between the slave states and the free states in their representation, so that one couldn't, one pro-freedom or one pro-slavery thing couldn't dominate in the Congress. If they had written into the Constitution that Congress could control immigration and who could come into certain states after 1808 or any time other than the 13 colonies, then the Missouri Compromise would not have been worth anything, because the southern states would have known that the Congress could vote to just not allow importation of slaves into those states. There wouldn't have been any slave state, free state, or anything, because there would have been no reason to have it. And then after that, there were a series of Supreme Court precedents and rulings in the early 1800s going into cases in Boston where they had ports and things like that, which were questions about whether or not the states could impose levies or fees on the importation of certain people.
Right, so it could,
like,
cost you money to come in.
Paupers and things like that. The states had their own laws about that, and they would charge on the ports. Now,
right, we don't want poor people coming to this country.
Right, and they had all these rules. Now, there were never any challenges to the states' powers to be able to control the kinds of people who came in. There were just questions as to the constitutionality of the states imposing tariffs or taxes on imported goods, which people said, they argued, that was a federal purview. So that was all something. There was precedent after precedent after precedent where the states were never challenged on their ability to be able to decide what kinds of people came in to be imported or immigrants into their states. When Texas entered the Union in the 1860s, it had written in its state constitution. I have all this in my book, by the way, a little plug for my book, Live Free or Die. It's on Amazon. Buy it. But when Texas entered the Union, they had a Bureau of Immigration written in their state constitution. Now, why would they bother writing that if they were coming into a system where they knew that it was a federal purview? Why would they have it?
Right.
Then, and as you mentioned, Mark...
Well, couldn't someone make the argument that they just wanted a bureaucracy? They could have their own bureaucracy?
Well, they wouldn't. They would have been superseded by the federal government.
So it'd be a redundant bureaucracy.
I suppose so, but I don't think they would have done that. I think the
Missouri Compromise argument is probably the most valid.
It's a strong one. And then finally
unfortunately, it's so muddled and obscure.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
an academic might
be able to get it. But
this is the thing that drives me up the wall, because we constantly go with these Supreme Court's precedents. They always have this stupid idea of stare decisis, which is the lower courts go according to what the higher courts have ruled, and they don't change things, which is just utterly ridiculous. We wouldn't have had a whole bunch of different bad Supreme Court rulings overturned if there weren't some wise people in the lower courts who said, you know what, that's asinine.
Mm.
And so in the 1870s, Congress, because of a bunch of people for economic reasons lobbying Congress to stop Chinese immigrants, Congress passed a law, just like Mark said. It was the Chinese Exclusionary Act. And the Chinese Exclusionary Act stopped low-wage Chinese workers from coming in the West Coast and working in the mines.
By the way.
Exactly. It was exactly the same stuff as we're seeing today, stopping the low-wage competitors. In 1875, the ruling, congressional law was challenged. It was brought to the Supreme Court, and for the first time, the Supreme Court, for political reasons, ruled that it was a federal purview to control immigration, and we've been operating under that false paradigm ever since.
You know, and here's the part, this disparity between rich and poor. You can buy your way into this country. I think it's $100,000 for some kind of particular visa that you can get. And,
yeah.
And it was shown to me by a French guy who was trying to get into the country. But basically, he could buy a visa for $100,000 from the government.
Wow.
But, you know, if he doesn't have $100,000, he can't come in, so he's got to go through the other systems out there. And the idea that we want rich people to come to this country because they'll spend their money. Well, money's just a resource, right? So poor people have resources, too. And those poor people and their resources, well, those people were your great-grandparents.
Mm, mm, mm.
They brought to this country their know-how. They brought to this country their hard work ethic. And they built it into what it is.
Yeah.
To me, it is disgusting. absolutely disgusting that we'll take, that we'll give citizenship to a foreign national because they have money, but we won't give it to somebody else who brings something. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that the gentleman who wrote in on this email, he's concerned that illegal immigrants are killing people, and we've had people make all kinds of claims. They're bringing leprosy into the country. They have immunization resistant tuberculosis, that you can't walk your dog in Lubbock, Texas, because the immigrants will actually swoop down and take your dog off the leash and actually devour it in front of you.
Chupacabra.
It's crazy the things these people say, and they learn them from the internet, basically from emails, not even websites. They can't cite a website where they get this information from. They just get a forwarded email.
All it is confirmation bias, where they have a position that they believe in, and that is that, the border should be closed, and then any email that comes in that supports their position, they take it as, the biblical truth, basically. Let's go to the phones, though. We can continue the immigration discussion in hour three. In the meantime, we go to Evan in Michigan. Evan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Evan,
hello?
Michigan.
Hello?
Hello, Lou. What's on your mind?
Hello? Oh, okay. All right. Oh, I felt the need to call in today. I'm in school in West Michigan, and we had a class today, and basically my teacher seemed to be on the side of, she was advocating socialism and that saying that we should go to a socialism system. And I kind of just blew up.
They work in a socialist system. I mean, of course they're advocates of it. Makes perfectly good sense to me.
You said you blew up?
Yeah, I kind of blew up in my head. Like, I didn't know what to think or say, because I was trying to not just come out and, like, attack her, And I'm just trying to figure out, like, what's the best way? Because what she's doing is she's, like, kind of, a lot of people are just going with what she says and not questioning it. And I want to be that person that, like, is like, wait a minute, this is not what we want, The Nazis were socialists, and look what they got.
That would have been a good point.
Yeah. I said that. She's like, oh, well, Hitler got elected and all this other stuff, so they wanted that. And then she's like, the capitalist system that we have now doesn't work. Everybody's just interested in money. I'm like, well, first of all, we don't really live in a true capitalist, system.
The socialism in the system that doesn't work.
Yep.
So I'm just trying to figure out, when is a good time or, a good way to, kind of intervene and be like, all right.
I would have asked her, after she said Hitler was democratically elected, I would have asked her, so do you support throwing Jews in ovens?
Let's keep looking at this. Hang on, Evan, we'll bring you back. 800-259-9231, hour three is on the way. Dave, North Carolina, Roger and Kalispell, and your calls as well, if you make them. Anything goes. 800-259-9231. How to fight back against the socialist teachers of America.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Attention.